Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull, 808 here on the Morning Roundup. Joining me here on the line for our community conversation, I have volunteer fireman Mr. Bruce Mitchell joining us here from Hawkeye Volunteer Fire Department. Bruce, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we're getting into it, something that you guys pride yourselves in at least a few times a year. And let's get into it. Let's talk about what you guys got coming up this weekend.
We have our omelet breakfast this weekend, Sunday, March 26th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. here in the community hall at Hawkeye. This is we have it twice a year, once in March and once in August. It's one of our major fundraisers that we have for our fire department used to buy equipment that we need.
Very good. And what are some of the things that you will be needing for equipment for this year?
Well, this year we bought a second set of jaws, and then last year we bought a new rescue truck, and some of the funds going for that will help pay for that.
Very good. I see that you guys are going to have a custom omelet breakfast there for that. And what are some of those fixins you guys going to be having for this weekend?
It'll be a three egg omelet with hash browns, toast, roll, fruit cup, juice, coffee, or milk.
Very good. What is the cost for the breakfast?
It's a $10 suggested donation, and kids 6 and under are free.
Very good. And once again, funds raised for the equipment for you guys there at Hawkeye Community Fire Department. And wanted to mention, how many years you guys been doing this?
This year will be our 125th. Anniversary of being a fire department for the community of Hawkeye. So we're having a celebration in June to commemorate that.
Yeah, and for the breakfast, how long has that been going on for you guys?
This is our 20th year that we've had that. We started in 2003.
Very good. Speaking with Bruce Mitchell, joining us this morning here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull, talking about the Hawkeye Volunteer Fire and Rescue Association Omelet Breakfast. And you just mentioned their 125th anniversary, and you guys got celebration of that coming up later on this summer as well.
Yes, that'll be in the third weekend in June. That'll coincide with our Hawkeye Fun Day celebration, in which we'll have a parade, water ball fights, and some other activities involving the fire department.
Perhaps a little bit of entertainment as well down the line?
Yes, we'll have a street dance that night.
Very good. And, well, of course, we'll keep follow up with you guys on that as the weeks and months roll on there. But, Bruce, for more information on whether it be the omelet breakfast or general questions from you guys there, how can we get a hold of you?
They can go to our Facebook page, or they can call my cell number, too.
Okay, very good. And, of course, we'll follow along with you guys, of course, on the socials as well. Again, getting into later on this summer for the 125th. And, of course, best of luck with the omelet breakfast. And, again, anticipating, about 1,100 people you're expecting for this?
Yeah, that's the way it served last March, was 1,100 people. So we get them through here in 5 hours, so it's pretty good to get about 200 people an hour going through here.
So estimate maybe 1,500 would really surpass that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be quite a bit.
Always striving for bigger and better, right?
There we go, yeah.
All right. Well, Bruce, best of luck for this weekend for the omelet breakfast this weekend. And, of course, we'll have the information posted under Community Conversation here following our conversation, 95.1thebull.com. And, Bruce, thanks a lot for chatting with us this morning, talking about the omelet breakfast and the 125th anniversary coming up later this summer.
Well, thank you for having me.